If the ambush were in place, the ball would open when that whole convoy was in the defile and the mortar up front closed the road in front of them. Johnny turned to the Russian officer he had brought. The man spoke hardly any English at all, but with signs and a little relief map drawn in the dirt, Johnny got across what he wanted him to do. The southern side of the defile ended in a knoll. The right side of the defile was a steep hill, a cliff, in fact. If one of the flying platforms could just get behind that knoll and wait until all those vehicles were in the ravine, it could lob mortar shells into this end of the cliff and start an avalanche that would close the back door. The Russian got it. He and his crew took off in the flying mine platform, flew along inside the border of the trees, and vanished. Johnny watched the convoy intently. It was struggling along into the ravine. This was a set-piece battle, the kind he'd read of in old man books. When the whole convoy got into that defile, the ambush would avalanche the road closed in front of them, and the mortar he'd just sent would close the road behind them. They would have a soaring slope on their right and cliffs on their left. They wouldn't be able to turn around. And one had only to fly over them and tell them to surrender, and it would all be over, just like that. But set-piece battles seldom come off, as they were about to discover. They waited for the convoy to enter fully. There was just a momentary glimpse of the platform they had sent in as it settled into position. Perfect. Now all they had to do was wait for the last tank to enter. The head of the convoy was now out of Johnny's sight. Nearly all the convoy was in the ravine. Then, blam! The ambush mortar let go. Blam, blam, blam! But the last three tanks were not yet in the gap. Johnny dove for the console of the flying platform. His four-man crew scrambled up to hold on. The flying platform soared into the air, Johnny's fingers dancing on its rudimentary keyboard. He took it up 1,000 feet, south of the road and near the forest edge. He could see the head of the convoy now. A roaring avalanche was falling across the road in front of the Basher tank. He could see some Russians in a reserve group back of the ambush point. He spotted three Russians along the crest to the convoy's right, hundreds of feet above the vehicles. The Basher sought to climb the roadblock. Its guns would not elevate high enough. It backed and then charged the dust-geysering rock pile. The tank's nose lifted and it began to fire. Blast after blast arced up from the tank. It must be firing explosive shells. They soared up in a glowing curve and dropped in the area where the ambush command post must be. But the mortar up there was still firing down. The last three tanks in the convoy were backing up. There was no way this end could be sealed. Johnny took the flying platform halfway between the convoy tail and the woods. The end tanks were now turning around. Let loose on this savanna, they would be very hard to handle, even with planes. Yes, they were also Bashers. No, a plane couldn't handle them.